Okay. Hey guys, it's Elle.
And Abby.
And welcome back to
My Coffee Companions.
We haven't done an episode in a while, and it's... You can just keep sucking your coffee, which is almost done, like every other episode we've done. You always just drink your coffee super fast.
I know, whenever I get Starbucks coffee, it's gone in like 5 seconds.
I literally lasted a whole day without drinking like almost all of my coffee.
That's weird.
Anyway, remember to press the rating button and give us 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Last stop, another rocket ship, friends.
Just give us a rating and a positive comment, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Why are you slinky on your keychain?
She's messing with my slinky keychain. Thank you. Okay, stop.
Okay.
Anyway, how has your day gone?
Good. I did the dishes this morning.
You did? That's so
interesting. I played Sims.
I love
Sims.
I'm
renovating every house in one of the worlds because they're ugly and I wanted to fix that.
Do you ever just have a specific family that you like?
I like all my families.
Okay. That's weird.
I create them perfect. Perfect.
Have you ever replicated one to look like your own family or like similar or like your dream family?
I think that was my first time I ever played Sims. I did that.
I'm a drink of my coffee. We made mocha.
We put cocoa powder and stevia into the like cream that we used.
Yeah, we blended it.
And then whipped it.
We whipped it. Whatever.
We made it a foam.
I've played a lot of Roblox lately. Last night, my dad went to parent-teacher conferences, and so he was gone till like.
Wait, you're not even in school. You are homeschooled. How'd you go to parent-teacher conferences?
Well, he is a teacher.
Oh, that's so, right. Oh, right.
Oh, who would you have parent-teacher conference with?
Your mom. Your mom.
And so he was gone to like maybe 1 o'clock in the like morning. And
wait,
so
what? 1 a.m.
Well, because he also went to a party or something. He went somewhere else. He had like a get together. And so I
was up till 1 a.m.
No, I was up till like 12:30 watching TV, and I was playing Roblox, and I made a completely new like account, and I did Adopt Me. Roblox is really fun. I don't know why you don't like it.
I hate Roblox.
Can you give me 3 reasons why? 13 reasons why? No, that's like what's the saddest 13? Show ever. I've never watched it, but I heard it's really sad.
Well, that's good to know. Folks, don't watch 13
like,
Reasons Why.
Yeah, I really like Roblox. Like, seriously, it's so fun, and plus there's like a wide interaction of games, except, so I tried playing, I searched up Sims 4 because I couldn't do it, like, I couldn't download it, it was going to mess up my computer and give it a virus and whatever, and so I searched up a version on Roblox, and then it was really weird, because it was just a bunch of blocks, and so it wasn't, like, actual Sims 4-like, and then you can be, like, certain jobs, and then it wasn't even that fun, like, it was really boring. Crunching our eyes.
Yeah, well.
What should we talk about first? Besides, like, our days and.
We should talk about the fact that one of my favorite characters left NCIS with his daughter that I was shocked that he had. I didn't know he had a daughter.
Like, the real guy or the character?
The character. Apparently, he had
Wait. Spoiler alert, everybody. You guys can skip ahead so that we don't spoil anything. Because I.
Oh, yeah.
Just really quickly, if we ever spoil stuff, we're going to give you a heads up so that you guys don't get
it's
mad.
Too late because I just said, okay, well, now I'm telling you the name of the show.
Give me my rubber
so
band.
So skip ahead if you don't want to know if you...
Okay, now tell
if
us.
If you're watching NCIS... All right.
Okay, skip ahead.
But anyways, Tony...
Ew, dude.
Sorry. Don't. The character Tony leaves with this daughter that he didn't know he had because his...
wife left him.
Huh. It wasn't his wife. Kind of like his girlfriend, basically. What's it called?
They did
died in a mortar attack.
A mortar attack? Mm-hmm. Mortar. You know what mortar is? It's like a mortar is an actual thing. Mm-hmm. What's a mortar attack?
It's like where they, it was in Israel. I think it's in Israel, or I mean, a mortar bomb or something like that.
Oh, I thought you meant
a
like.
A mortar fire, and so, but his daughter survived.
And he had no clue.
Yeah, but I looked it up, spoiler again, she actually isn't dead, because obviously, like, it's a soap opera.
Yeah, because she lost. Oh, again, real quickly, one more spoiler.
You haven't even watched NCIS.
I know, but when I was reading Hunger Games.
Oh, Hunger Games.
It was actually the night before. I searched up PETA Malark.
Oh my god.
And then you know those things on Google where like you can press, it says like,
mm-hmm.
Why did this person leave this show? It said, why did Gale kill Primrose? And I was like, whoa.
Wait, you didn't know he did?
No, because I didn't know that Prim was dead yet, because I hadn't read.
Oh.
I was in the middle of Mockingjay when I pressed that button, and I was like, oh my god! And so I just thought it was fake, and I turned it off, and then I read in the book, and she died.
Because of Gale's stupid bomb attack plan.
In the story, though, it didn't talk about Gale being the killer.
It absolutely did.
All right, I can't remember, because after the assassin, like, part four was, like, super confusing. Okay, spoiler ended now. Okay, so... You're sad about your show. I'm sad about my show.
You mean book?
What? Yeah.
I just
got my coffee stuck in my throat. Okay.
I just read a really good book the other day. I read it all in one sitting. Like, that's
what's
how
the
good
book called?
It's called The Upside of Falling. Oh my god, I cannot get over how good it is.
What it's about?
Like this one person, he has a super perfect life. Like, he's... popular.
And he loses it all?
No.
Is he like a kid or?
Yeah, they're teenagers. They're high schoolers. So he loses, not really, but so he's the captain of the football team. He's a perfect family. They're like, well, like.
Rich.
They're not like rich, but they're also not poor. Like they're like very well, like paid for and stuff like that. They're very well off is how he's described in the book. And then Becca, her mom is a single mom because her dad left her when she was younger.
What's the guy's name?
Brett. And then Becca. Her mom runs a bakery. And then everyone is like, so she doesn't believe in love because like her
dad
left her mom.
Like,
yeah. But then Brett does. But his dad's pressuring him to like, you know, have a girlfriend and lead like this normal high school life, but he doesn't want to because he's focusing on like school.
So it's basically
college.
A romantical soapy.
Yeah, and book. What's it called? Brett steps in for Becca because like she did this whole thing in like English class, like, and then one of her old friends was like teasing her. Like they're ex friends, I guess you could say.
And so he was trying to stick up for her.
Yeah, and so she was like, actually I do have a boyfriend. And then the girl who's like her ex-friend said, oh really, who?
He said he was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then they actually ended up being boyfriend.
Yeah,
blah blah
then,
blah.
Yeah.
I don't like soapy stuff.
It works pretty good.
Okay, look. I recently got a plain smelled hand sanitizer and it reminded me. I think we really need to talk about this. Just this issue, Abby. You know you're not alone when you smell hand sanitizer and think it smells like butt, okay? I'm not gonna lose you to hand sanitizer.
Funny.
Struggle. How do you still, I hate when like, you drink all your coffee and it's all that ice. Oh, so I just remembered Easter's coming up. Do you celebrate?
Yeah, you know I celebrate Easter.
I know, but I'm asking for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
I do too. What's your favorite part of Easter? About Easter?
Well, normally around this time, we go and see my great-grandparents, but my great-grandma died, so.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, and then my great-grandpa moved to Kankakee, so we're not going to Tennessee.
Kankakee is like 45 minutes away from where my grandparents live.
45 minutes away from here.
No. Oh, wait, yeah, my grandparents don't live here, though.
But...
What's your second favorite thing, then? Jeesh.
I actually don't know.
Well,
we don't really ever go Easter egg hunting that often.
We do.
My parents normally buy us, like, a really pretty bathing suit, and then... Like, all this spring/summer stuff, like bubbles, chalk.
Yeah, our grandparents will send us, like, these cute little Easter baskets. I got a llama last year, but it was really creepy, demented looking, so I traded it for my sister for this adorable little dinosaur, and then I think my parents got rid of our baskets.
I have a basket. I think I have two baskets from when I was, like, my first Easter.
Like, my first Easter, I had, like, this really, like, you know, what's that? material. It's kind of like curtain material. It's like this really
sheer.
Yeah, maybe. But like it was made of like wires. It was like this bag, and it was this cute little pink bunny. Last year, we were in the midst of the beginning of the pandemic, so we couldn't do Easter with our family. Boo.
Our really nice neighbors, they actually put up an Easter egg hunt for us.
Okay.
Like in our front yard.
That's really nice. And so we kind of just hung out and we ordered in dinner and we did Easter egg hunting, and got stuff and whatever. And so we went on a walk, actually, and we pretended my sister was the Corona monster, and she got really mad at us. But, and I remember I was walking with my mom, and I told her, I was like, so if the Easter bunny has the eggs, why isn't the Easter chick? Because Easter bunnies don't lay eggs. And then she was like, you still believe in that stuff? And I said, well, it's always been on my mind. It's like, you know those dumb questions that are always on your mind?
Yeah.
Like, why are they called apartments if they're built together? How come your mouth touches when you say separate, but it separates when you say touch? How come people say money doesn't go on trees when money's made of paper and paper is made from trees? The more that you know.
No, the more that you know. Yeah. Does this popcorn have cheese on it?
No. I don't think so. What else should we talk about?
The fact that I'm now, 3 weeks into being, 2 weeks into being dairy-free fully. It's great. Honestly, no, it's not.
I have no clue what you just said.
Dairy-free. I don't eat dairy anymore.
And why? Is it because of your
eczema.
Yeah, eczema.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting really, really bad.
Oh.
It's definitely subsided.
Can't you take, medication?
Mm-mm.
You can't even eat Froyo?
No, Froyo, unless it's coconut Froyo.
Ugh.
I know, it's the worst.
I love Froyo.
Eliana is eating popcorn and pistachios out of a cup that says world's best boss.
Yeah, it's my mom's because she liked The Office and I liked The Office. And I like Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec is my favorite show. Go Parks and Rec! And then
NCIS is my favorite show.
I like Schitt's Creek too. It's really funny.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. NCIS though. My dad watches a show called Blacklist.
I think my mom watched that.
I think it's like a detective thriller creepy show. But like, Abby, you like NCIS and stuff. I don't like creepy stuff. Ever since my traumatic fear of ovens.
Oh my god, don't even get me started.
Why do you think it's so stupid? I saw this video of a creepy thing.
Of someone being shoved in an oven and then burnt to death or whatever.
They weren't burnt to death because I stopped watching it after that.
But there's... No one's gonna shove
it's
you
fake,
in an
though.
Oven.
Yeah, it's fake. It was a movie, but I still got really creeped out. And so I asked my dad, "Can the shelves in our oven be taken out?" And he said yes. And then I looked at it really slowly, and he was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing." Oh, real quickly. So next to our house, there's a pond. You know, right? Mm-hmm. It's over there. You can't really swim in it,
where
unfortunately.
Our frog, we laid our frog to, what's it called?
To die.
To rest.
And so, I was kayaking once. We can kayak in that area. It's about the only thing you can do. There was something floating on the water, and so I looked, and I thought it was a leaf or a frog, and I was like, oh, it's not. The frog, it was a frog, but it literally sunk underwater super slow. I'm not kidding. It was really creepy, and I could see his eyes. It was like...
Oh, my God. I was kayaking.
It was actually sinking.
I'm a Girl Scout still.
No fair. I've always wanted to be a Girl Scout.
So
and
fun.
I was like, he's a demented.
Once you get older, I feel like people, judge you for being a Girl Scout, once you're older. But, Girl Scouts, I feel like people view as, selling cookies and being, for little kids. But also, you do a lot of really great things for the community when you're...
And it's so girly. I'm like, no.
When you're an older Girl Scout, you do a lot more for the community and, learn a lot more about... Stuff like that, and so I really enjoy it.
Bigger issues that they're trying to fix.
Yeah. And,
The fact that I have no more food, and I'm really hungry.
Go get more. I'll entertain them.
No.
Bring me some.
No, give me my... You ripped my bow! I kept this bow since December! Oh my god! What is wrong? She's ripping my beautiful red bow, and it's really shiny, and it's really beautiful.
I'm gonna be Matilda.
You know what Matilda is? Oh my gosh, that's my favorite... It used to be my favorite movie. Ooh, we should tell them about the dolls.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're playing dolls.
We were playing American Girl dolls because they were in the basement because we might be moving to a different house. And so we were boxing everything up.
It's just nostalgic.
And we just wanted to have, like, some fun nostalgia.
And so,
I had Kit, and she had Julie.
Yeah.
And it was a murder.
Yeah. And so the person who died was a stripper.
The fact that you say that.
I'm just joking.
No.
I'm saying that.
It was a naked person. You were like, it's the classic case of murder where you find them naked in your in a basement. No.
That's not the classic murder. The classic murder is to die of death from and you're dead from
Give me my ribbon.
Death.
No, and then my girl was named Bloomer Haystack, but her first name was Savannah Partridge in a Pear Tree.
Savannah Partridge in a Pear Tree.
And yours was Cruella DeVille, and you wouldn't tell me your real... What was her real name going to be?
I already told you, Quiltina.
Quiltina! No, and that was your undercover name, and you were talking about your podcast about...
All right.
Ow! You scraped my freaking hand. She won't give me my ribbon, and now she's wrapping my hand around my... Oh, that actually hurts. Around my nightstand, and you're going to knock my coffee on the floor.
Good.
Oh, I really dislike you right now.
Okay, well, I think we're going to end it with a would you rather.
Yeah. Who went first? I'm going to calculate. So, first time was you asked to be a snowman. Weird. Or live on the beach. Second time...
Okay, why are we going over these?
Because I'm trying to remember who's next.
You go first. I asked the question first last night.
Fine. Give me my ribbon, I will not end this episode.
I'm enjoying doing this.
Give me my ribbon. Okay, thank you. Okay. Would you rather...
die of death or be dead?
No, would you rather, would you rather be shoved inside of an oven for 2 minutes?
Oh my god, wait, is the oven on and hot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
They turn it on after you get shoved in. Or would you rather be tied up in a dark basement and across from you is a poster of Caillou with the potato on his head?
I'm going to have to go with the second option, basement with Caillou.
And Caillou just died.
Of death.
Of death. Okay. Should we say something since we talked about strippers? So we should say this episode is a little...
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Anyway, your turn for would you rather. I choose the first one.
Hmm?
I choose the first one. Actually, no, I would not. I'd choose the second one. Wait, how long would I get tied up? It was my question. I should know that. You go.
Would you rather eat a barrel full of horse hay?
Or... And not die? Wouldn't that kill you?
No, it's fine. Or would you rather eat the contents of a cow's stomach?
Okay, first of all, you can eat cow's stomach, I think.
The contents, like what's in the cow's stomach.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
I've stuck my hand inside a cow.
What?
At vet med.
Disgust. What would you pick?
Neither.
Not fair. Ugh, I would pick neither.
Okay, well.
Hope you guys, I almost said like and subscribe because I keep thinking this is a YouTube channel.
Like and subscribe! Thanks for watching!
Click post notifications! Okay, so hope you guys enjoyed this episode of My Coffee Companion. Check out for more Else Help, Abby DIY, and Alter Egos with Patricia and Grayson. Although we still have
Patricia.
To... Patricia! And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Also, bye. Okay, bye!
Bye!